right, the June 20th, 2023 meeting of the Derry Township Zoning Hearing Board is called to order. I want to make everybody aware that it is and has been the policy of Derry Township to record meetings for the purpose of accurate notes and posting on the township website. This meeting is being recorded for those purposes. We'll do a roll call of members. Tom DiNiudis?
Here.
Mike Angelo?
Here.
Steve Seidel, that's me, I'm here. Please note that Lindsey Drew and Bill Tofudo are absent today. Okay. All right, our first item on the agenda today, hold on a second, is approval of the minutes from the May 17th, 2023 meeting. Can I have a motion to approve those?
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Tom, I'll second that. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, that motion carries. We have one item of old business today. We have adoption of a decision in the case of Hershey Square 2014 LP, case number 2023-03. I want to note that I'm going to read just the order itself and not the findings and the rationale for the decision. That can be found in the order. That will be mailed to the applicant tomorrow and will also be available from the township as well for anyone in the public that is interested in that case. Okay. So the proposed order is the number one, the applicant's request for an extension from section 225-1007.9.C is granted. The relief granted by the zoning hearing board on May 19th, 2021 to case number 2021-02 and on May 18th, 2022 to case number 2022-07 shall remain viable until May 19th, 2024. All other terms, conditions, and limitations set forth in the decisions of May 19th, 2021 and May 18th, 2022 shall remain in full force and effect and are incorporated herein by reference. Do I have a motion to approve that order?
So moved.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that motion passes also 3-0. Okay, we have three items of new business tonight. And before we get started, I'll just ask all the applicants to please try to stay on topic. We have your applications, so just in the interest of kind of moving things along for everyone, we'll have some questions for you, of course, and if there's any members of the public that wish to comment, we'll invite that as well. So the first item is hearing in the case of Chad Groff, case number 2023-04. Now we need to swear you in first. A court reporter will do that. So are both of you going to be providing testimony?
Yeah.
Or, okay. If you please state your full name, your address, and she'll swear you in. Yeah, please use the microphone. Yes. Yeah, that's the other thing. Please. Yeah, so that we can hear the court reporter and our admin for the township can hear you. Please, yeah, please use the microphone.
Yeah, name is Chad Groff. Address is 2228 Northview Lane, Harrisburg, PA, 17110. Northview.
And I'm Tom Boyle, 924 Parish Place, Hummelstown, PA.
Good.
We have your application, but we still need you to kind of take us through what you're doing and the criteria, how you're meeting the criteria for variance.
Okay, yeah, you got it. So we are case 2023-24, and it's for the property located at 924 Parish Place, Hummelstown, PA, and it's owned by Thomas P. Boyle. The property is located in an R2 zoning district. And what we are asking for is to convert an existing deck, which has been on the property for 33 years, into a three-seasons room. The first variance is under section 225-305, table 9, under impervious coverage. And the second variance would be under section 225-206.G.2, under rear setbacks. The first variance, which is the impervious coverage variance, in R2, the property has a max coverage of 30%, which is 2,173 square feet. And we would like to add an additional 288 square feet of impervious coverage, bringing that total to 33.1%, asking for relief of 3.1%. Again, this deck was constructed before Tom bought the house. It was about 33 years ago when it was constructed, and it's been there ever since. The second variance is the rear setback. So the rear setback in the south point of Hershey, this was in phase 5. The rear setback was 25 feet. So we'll be asking for a relief of 10 feet. So in that location, 924 Parrish Place is the smallest lot in phase 5. The average lot for phase 5 is roughly 9,579 square feet, whereas this lot is only 7,245 square feet. So it's roughly 2,300 square feet smaller than your average lot in that phase. Additionally, that lot has a very irregular shape due to the curve of the road. And when you're considering setbacks, it makes it difficult to meet the 25 in the front and 25 in the back. So you can see it. So the property currently is at 2,170 square feet of impervious coverage. So just with that, we're within 3 square feet of our maximum amount, allowable amount. Again, this deck was built 33 years ago, so it's been that way ever since then. And with that, again, you can see on the screen now, with the 25 in the front, 25 in the back, at that size of a lot, that house barely fits, just the house itself barely fits in those parameters. So we did not create the hardship. We're not trying to change anything. It's just, you can see in the photograph on the screen, you can see the deck up top. It's a very small lot, and that was the original plan from phase 5 at South Point. Again, this deck has existed for roughly 33 years. We just would like to keep the structure and then make it a three seasons room. So remove the deck boards, put new subflooring down, put a roof on it, put walls on it, and that's it. We did have a structural engineer review the deck. With his recommendations, we would change the 4x4 posts are rotten. So we would change those out to 6x6 posts to match the new building code and then dig new footers under that deck. So the 2x10 floor joists are good. The ledger board attached to the house are sound. Just the 4x4 posts would need replaced, and they'd be replaced with 6x6 posts. And again, that was reviewed by a structural engineer for his approval.
Chuck, are you controlling the mouse? Are you controlling the screen?
Hey.
Could you just make sure that we're all clear on which lot we're talking about? Yeah, thank
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so you can see the curve of the road does make this lot pretty hard to build on. Again, the deck itself is there. We just want to make it into a three seasons room. And we feel that it does not change the character of the neighborhood because we would match siding to the existing house as best we could. We would match the shingles as best we could and make it blend in with the house. As far as the minimum variance goes, we're proposing to enclose an existing deck. So this represents the minimum relief because we are not seeking to build a large expansion on this property. We just want to put a roof and some walls on it and make it a three seasons room. And it is 288 square feet of existing deck.
So the footprint isn't really going to change. It's just
correct. We just want to put walls and a roof on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will have to dig new footers in because the engineer wants. We can't verify what's there. And when we change this post from 4x4s to 6x6s, we would put new footers in.
But dimensionally,
the deck would stay and just put a roof on it. Yeah. Yep.
Have you spoken to your neighbors about this?
I have not. I've had it posted. I talk to my neighbors on a regular basis. We've talked about it since it's been posted. I have no reason to believe that they would have any problem with it. Virtually everyone around me has some kind of sunroom, enclosed deck, and some, you know, a roof of some kind. So it, to them, I think it's just, you know, me kind of catching up to my neighbors.
The reason I was asking is a lot of HOAs, before you do anything, you have to check with the neighbors and get a signature. That's the way. I live in Jacob's Creek, and we have to do that before we do anything. But so, okay.
I have contacted my HOA, and they are reviewing all of the plans.
You indicated that this you believe is the smallest square footage lot in Phase 5. What's encompassed with Phase 5?
Should be basically those two blocks, I believe, right around it. Or is it mainly Phase 5?
I don't have
any. Yeah, I don't need to know exactly, Chuck, but I'm not big an area that encompasses there.
It's pretty much right in that, what you're seeing right there, Phase 5. I think Parrish and Fletcher, I think, was Phase 5, I believe.
Business is a hearing in the case of Dave Hearn. They're just in the order of excellence. Sorry
about that. I turned it off while they were testifying. Okay. All right. The second item of new business is a hearing in the case of Dave Kern, case number 2023-05. And they're just, as I said, they're taken in the order in which you submitted your application. So please state your name, address, and we'll swear you in.
Thank you. My name is Dave Kern. I live at 147 Elm Avenue here in Hershey. My wife, Teresa, and I have lived here about, it'll be 10 years, a little later this year. And, yes. Yes, I do. Okay. Now, I know you have the package, but I'll go ahead and just try to highlight going through it. And
yes,
any
please.
Questions you have, please ask. I'll do my best. Teresa thought she was going to be here, but they're still packing, getting the family ready for something else. Okay. Yes, we plan to put a swim spa at our home this year, and it's like a large hot tub. Let's say it's 8 feet by 15 feet, and it's about 5 feet high. And on the drawing up there, first I'll just mention for the record, what we're requesting from yourselves to consider is to grant a variance for the side setback requirement of 5 feet for a setback to have any concrete or anything poured at our house. For the spa, to maintain its warranty, we need to pour a concrete pad, and we'll have rebar in the concrete pad, make it very good and solid. Just so it can maintain its warranty. And the...
Sure.
From our house, Elm Avenue is in the front, so that'd be towards the bottom of the picture. And our back alley is right back behind the garage over here. The house, see the boundary of the house here. The property line from the house is 16 feet 3 inches to that side, and just about the same here. It's just over 16 and a couple inches that direction. What I've drawn, just shown here, the drawing up here actually is scale. Each block is about 2.5 feet. So 4 blocks on there equals 10 feet. And what we propose to do, we'd like to install the concrete pad on the west side of our house. And being the spa itself is 8 feet wide, but we'd make the pad 8 feet 6 inches, just again for stability when it's placed down. We currently have a sidewalk coming from the front yard to the backyard here, and there are windows along this wall of the house. When we discuss placement of the spa, you know, with community development staff, they did mention that if you place a spa within 5 feet of a house, that we need to make sure that the windows were, you know, like shatterproof. We'd have to take out the windows that are here and replace those. In addition, the sidewalk right here would need to be taken up so that the pad could be poured, you know, in that location. For ourselves, we currently have a fence around the yard. We're replacing this section of the fence to about here with a 6-foot privacy fence. And right now we have what's one of those, you know, black aluminum fences about this tall, because we did it so it matched our neighbors on the other side. Just figured it looked good. But where we place this over here, in the front of a couple important things about our yard. We've got a large tree. I mean, it's really big. It's about 4.5 feet across. It's a sycamore. Its branches, you know, stretch out about 70 feet across. It's very, very large there. Right here, this represents the buried sewer line that's here. I don't know where that was, because we had to have work done on that during the winter of last year. And there's another thing that we found in there when they were digging right here. There is, I'm not sure the name of the type of rock, but it's large white rocks. You see them around the area some here. It's a big one. I know it's more than 8 feet, you know, across, and more than 5 feet deep, because they had to revise what they were doing in the yard because of
so this photo's from when,
yes,
they repaired your sewer line?
Yes, this is when they were digging to repair our sewer line. And I don't know how many more like that are there. I do know I do a lot of gardening, and, you know, shovel, and I do hit some things in the yard pretty. I hit rock regularly in the yard. The rock is right in this area. So 8 feet across would be about 3 of those blocks. And it extends out this way. The large tree, we have our neighbors, we have spoken with our neighbors from the minute that we even thought of either getting a pool or getting a hot tub or whatever we were going to do. We spoke with them. I mean, they're really nice. It's really fortunate for us. They've each lived here over 60 years.
Is this your neighbor on that side of the house?
Yes.
Or the other side?
Anyway, sorry about that. I was just thinking. They each went to Milton Hershey School. Been here a long time. Bruce and Sally on one side, and then Steve and his mom Janice on the other side. So
Drink of water?
Yeah.
We might have some water in the back.
Take your time. If I had to do all the talking, then I'd be in the same boat, so. Just, yeah. We'll pause here for a moment. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, mainly I was thinking about our neighbors. Yes, of course, these folks home a lot. And we talked to them in the backyard, do things together. And both Steve and Bruce and Sally, you know, the letters, you can read them. Hopefully, you got them there. I have more copies here. Late getting those in the package, but I have copies. They're very supportive of this location over here because, well, for Bruce and Sally, you know, they're like, well, they're not going to see the spot over there, but, you know, they use the backyard a lot, and we've seen them in the backyard and talk, do things together. You know, like, and then Steve, same over here. There was a view of a picture from Steve's side of the yard where you can see, just because of the normal shrubs and trees that are in the yard, that shot location from Steve's yard, you really don't even see it. And yeah, so this shows kind of like the back, you know, this is the side of our house there. So where you see kind of the open dirt there, that's where the spot would go. And the little bit of the fencing over on the right there, that's gonna be a privacy, you know, 6-foot privacy fence as well. That'll be in a, you know, light gray matching color. And can you go to another picture? And one more? Okay. Here's from Steve's side. I mean, well, Steve and Janice, that's his mom. And yeah, so this is from their side there. And they are each, you know, each of our neighbors are very amenable to that location. It's preferable to them. And for us, again, with the sidewalk and then the windows and just the limited space that we have, we need the variance in order not to have to take out some very nice expensive windows and shutters and interior matching shutters and take out the, you know, take out that sidewalk and re-pour up on top of the area. And it really will be, you know, in our view, the least noticeable or impact, you know, for our property and for each of our neighbors. And
okay, so just so we get it clear on the record here, so that
yes.
That 5'3" dimension there, that is the distance between your existing house
and the concrete
and pad. The concrete pad.
Yes.
Okay.
And the swim spa itself would be about 3 inches onto the concrete, and then the on the other side, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, so the 2.5 feet would be, you know, right here, the concrete pad, proper line of the concrete pad.
I have a couple questions, if I may. The
yes,
the concrete pad, is that a floating pad or is there a foundation below it?
I'll describe it as best I can. The pad itself is going to have, you know, I'm not certain of the amount of gravel below that's going to be below, but it's going to have a gentleman who were likely, you know, pouring the pad. He's done this his whole life. He's poured yeah, concrete pads, buildings, and this has to be very solid so that it holds the weight of the spa is just over 19,000 pounds.
Mm.
That's why they said 6-inch concrete pad with, and it's not required, but they recommend putting rebar in it, so we're putting rebar in it as well. So as far as floating or fixed, I mean, I do work in some engineering areas and such. It will have a base of concrete, it'll have a base of gravel, you know, poured in below it. Right now, it's dirt that's there.
Yeah.
And the dirt is going to be scraped. Dirt's going to be scraped out of the way. And a bed of gravel is going to be poured. And we're going to have them put like a 2-foot, bed of gravel around the sides of it as well.
Okay.
Just to make, for overall, health of the concrete. And
okay. So. The other question I have is the home immediately adjacent to the new proposed pad,
yes,
is that original to the house, or was that an addition over the years?
Okay. Yes. I'm going to point right over here. This portion of the house here, I don't know if it was right about here or right about here. It could have been right here. But the back portion here was built 2007. It was an addition that was added on. The original home was 1928 or 29. I wrote it on a plaque on the side of the street. But that's when it was first built. Still, it has some of the stones from the old buildings by the Hershey Admin building over here in the basement. But it extended to about probably here initially, and then maybe 40 or 50 years after that, there was an addition to that, and then 2007 was the addition of these here.
Thank you.
Sure thing. And so, really, what we're requesting, I know you don't have to say yes to anything. I know that, but we're just trying to, specifically just by granting the variance to be 2.5 feet, just for where the spa and the stair is. We're gonna build some deck right here, but we're gonna keep the deck 5 feet away. We spoke with the township folks. We said if we could just have the stair be the same width right there, then for safety, that would be good. And we do have, we'll have the privacy fence there, and we currently have some trees we planted along the side here, just try to keep noise down. It really kind of, with the trees that we planted along here, and then, these large trees here, they're about 25 feet high right now. That's as high as they go. We're putting a couple more just like them just right here. And as far as visibility of the spot, we think it'll be relatively non-visible. It'll be quiet. If we were to be in the, and we did think, the backyard would look, but really don't want to cover that sewer line up again. That was expensive and difficult as it was. And now that we know about this rock that's in there, and I don't know that there's other rocks out there. I just know that I've hit rock, gardening in the yard, a fair amount. Other trees, their branches just extend over. This would be much more of a presence for Bruce and Sally and for Steve and Janice if it was in the backyard as well. Not that they'd say no, you couldn't do that, but as far as consideration of neighbors.
I have a couple of quick questions for you. So all of the trees depicted on this sketch are existing?
Yes.
And then you said you're planning to add some. You said
right here. Just put a couple. They're like an arborvitae. I mean, they're evergreen.
So similar.
See these right here?
Okay.
The one that's right there, we're just going to move it back a couple feet.
Okay.
And put a second one with it.
Okay.
Just kind of filling in that.
And then how about these ones towards the rear? Are they remaining?
These will stay.
Okay.
They'll stay where they are. And the privacy fence, again, will just, extend
My second question is, if you go back to the sketch, please. What is the overall length from where that landing and stair is, where the deck comes back to the 5 feet, from that corner to the forward, the front edge of the concrete pad? What is that overall dimension? Do you know?
Well, I don't know for sure. I'll tell you, it's the stair, the width, the, I'll say the stair extending out will go about, say, about 3 feet.
Okay.
Because we just told them, make the deck is just going to be, actually, once we fill in, the backyard is not completely level. It slopes towards the house somewhat. So when we do, anyway, just say the deck that's there is going to be approximately ground level, or just end up as we fill it, or it's going to be one step up. So it's just going to be this high. It's not going to be a higher deck. And what we ask them to do is to build a stair, you know, just of the Trex type material, just about 3 steps high. And the top one will probably have it be a double board, so probably the width of about 4 to 5 boards. So I'm 2.5, 3 feet.
Okay.
This shows ours won't be exactly like this, but it'll be similar. Meaning, what they did is, now here they did it where they came up five steps. I don't see us needing five steps.
Okay, but you said this drawing is essentially to scale, so I'm counting about 8.5 boxes here, so about 22 feet or so, 22 feet.
Steve, do you have this?
Right here where I was showing it, the stair. What I show on the stair there is,
unit though, isn't it?
Right here is the end of the pool. I mean, stop right here. Mm-hmm. And then it goes out, let's say, about 4 feet. I was estimating 4 feet for the steps to come on out. And then just at the very bottom of the steps, instead of having a 1 foot thing, I just figured have about 2, 2.5 feet of the, this is just deck. This is all the same height.
Right.
This here, including what says landing. I just wrote the word landing there just, so, this little 2-foot by 2-foot part was only meant, it's only meant so that as you come down from the stairs, so that you don't trip and fall.
Right, Chuck, Chuck, quick question for you. So is there any specific requirement as far as the landing size or anything else there that?
Not that I'm aware of. The steps and the landing are permitted in the setback. The deck itself isn't, which is why the deck is pushed over.
The deck isn't, the landing and the stairs are.
Stairs, okay. Not connected to a house are permitted in the setback.
Okay. Mm. Okay, great. So I guess technically we're only granting a variance for the spa. Okay. Well, then that makes my question moot. So, okay.
Oh, no. If it's on your mind, better to ask it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, sorry. Other questions, Tom?
No.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. Just I appreciate your listening to our request and just the opportunity to talk with the township folks on putting together the package. We haven't done that before.
Right.
And I know I kind of broke up for us. Talking to our neighbors. Sorry. They're really good folks.
And, okay. You did indicate
important to us that we make it, so it's good for them too.
Right. You said you have copies of the letters from them, because I don't think that was in the original packet, correct?
I just received that today. Okay. I put it on the screen, but I did not.
Yeah, that's fine. I'd like to just have the board.
It was late. Yep. It was late, so I knew
that. That's fine.
I didn't
Thank
know
you.
I just love to bring things around.
No, absolutely. That's fine. Okay.
And that's all I had.
If I could just make sure that it's on the record that there is also a request for impervious coverage on this. I'm not sure that it was mentioned, but to allow 32.23%, 32.3%. Oh, I'm sorry. No, never mind. We're allowed 40.
Yeah.
That's why it wasn't put on the
record. You're on 04.
Sorry. Flashback to before 17.
You're on the prior case? Yeah, okay. Yes, it's 40 now. All right. Is there anyone from the public that's here wishes to testify? No. Okay. Once again, the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to file an appeal if you're aggrieved in any way. So thank you for your testimony.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, let me also just note that all of you are free to stay for the whole meeting if you wish, but there's no requirement or need for you to stay once you've completed your testimony. So you might find the rest. Okay. Our third last item of new business is a hearing in the case of Clay Tully. Is that correct? Case number 2023-06. So we can first get your name and address and swear you in.
Clay Tully, address 938 Carter Cove, Hummelstown. I do. On May 20th or 21st, I believe, I met with Dave Hobbig. We want to put an addition, a first floor master suite, onto our house. I purchased the lot in January 1991, and we raised many kids, four children through there, and we've been there for the entire 32 years. But now I'm getting to be 65 and retired, and my wife's she's over 30. And we're going up the stairs every night and back down the stairs. I've had two major heart surgeries and a transplant, and it's getting tough to go up and down the stairs every night. So we went to a contractor and we looked at our lot to see if we could put an addition to the right side, right behind our garage, the width of the garage, and extending out 17 feet from that wall. When we did the impervious, when I talked with Dan and Mr. Emmerich, we did the calculations and I sent everything back to him the next day, and I believe you all have four packages of prints and overviews and architectural drawings and everything else. Before we would put the addition on, we were at 27% impervious. With this addition, we turned into 31%. I think it's just under 31, it's like 30.9% impervious, because we had put some rocks under a deck and that's considered impervious. So we have the second smallest lot. It was the only one left in the cul-de-sac on Carter Cove. And it's only, well, that's my calculations right there. If you look at that drawing, our lot, again, based on the prior information, the average lot was 9,500 square feet. Ours is 8,423. So we're about 1,100 feet underneath the minimum that they're now using. It's kind of an odd shape. It's kind of a pie shape. It's a little wider in the back than in the front. A few years back, maybe 6 or 7 years, we redid our deck, and we went for a variance at that time. We put the deck out 17 feet from the back of the house. Well, actually, it's 11 feet, but when you add the 6-foot offset between the garage and the back of the house, it would be 17 feet from the garage to that where the deck ends, and we had permission at that time. So we've kept the addition to within the boundaries of that deck. As far as the width from the garage, it's the same width as the garage, so it leaves the same 10 feet, 2.5 inches to the side of our neighbor. And again, you can see the calculations right there for the driveway, for the sidewalk, for the material in the back and the front little porch that we had put on a few years back as well. And we came to 2582, which came out to be just a little bit over the 30% mark. So that's what we're looking to do. We'd just like to get a master suite on the first floor so we're not going up and down the stairs anymore without having to move. We love the house. We love the neighborhood. We've been there the entire time. This was phase seven of South Point being built.
You said a question. You said that you had been granted a variance previously for the deck.
No, the deck, yes, about 7 years ago, 8 years ago we put the deck on. 11 years ago. Wow, it's like I said, getting old. 11 years ago, okay. We had the deck built by BMW, and we got the variance. And they told us at that time, based on the offset. Setback.
The setback? Okay.
Based on the setback, that was as far as we could go back without interfering with the easement that comes in. There's actually a sewer line between our property and your property. We have a neighbor here. Right. And he had to be within, I think, 10 feet. You can't go past 10 feet of that. So that's really, if you take a look at the drawings, the architectural drawings, we are 134, I believe. That's the lot. And you can see how, with the phantom line in there showing the setback, you can see we're a very tiny lot. And the room itself is going to be, yes, it's 21 feet wide. There's going to be the width of the garage, so it's a nice width to put a bathroom and a bedroom. But going out 17, the garage is set 6 feet back in, so it would extend 11 feet past the back of the house.
I'm having a hard time. I just want to make sure that I know exactly.
To the right side, upper right-hand corner. Can I borrow your laser printer?
That section right there, this is the deck we put a little bit years ago, and this is the proposed addition.
So currently the footprint is where it about halfway?
Right. The garage right there.
Right there. Sorry. Okay, I got
from
you.
All the drug that she needs.
So it'll be on the back end, it's on the back end of the
correct.
Garage.
Okay.
And it'll be on.
Photos that I sent you, actual
yeah.
photos.
And it'll be off the ground, it looks like? Is
well,
that?
Again, it goes 6 feet back, so we're going to put a course of cinder block to level it off for that first 6 feet. So the moment would only be 11 feet back, and it would be two sets of 6x6 beams to support it halfway, and now not at the end. So if you're looking at 17 feet minus 6, you're at 11, and that would be a foot back in, so it's 10 feet. So 5 feet and 10 feet, we would have 6x6s holding that out.
Okay.
And under the crawl spaces where I would put the plumbing for the bathroom.
I'm sorry, Chuck, can you verify on the original site plan what the setbacks were at that time when it was approved?
When this development was done, the rear yard setback was 25 feet. Mm-hmm. The side yards were 10. And the front yard was 25 feet.
All right, thank you. So the new zoning that took effect back in, was it 18, made it more restrictive, right?
It made it 30 foot for the rear.
Yeah, and the sides changed to what, 15?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Now, you know there's a section in the ordinance that allows a property to go back to the plan of record setbacks, which is how this case and the first case were presented. That's to keep the character of the neighborhood, which is so important with zoning relief. So they are permitted to rely on the setbacks of this plan.
All right, thank you.
And so I just want to be...
submitted a fairly large size package of drawings and details of everything that we hope you would need to review it back in, I think, May 22nd.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're clear, because I'm not clear about a couple of details. So the deck is currently how far from the rear property line?
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's 25 feet. and that was all that was allowed at that time, is 11 feet back from the back of the house.
Chuck, do we have a variance on record? From a, we need to swear you in if you're going to testify, which is fine.
Oh, at that time we didn't need a variance, is what she's telling me.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm trying to clarify here, is if you were within the 25 foot, if you were greater distance from the property line than the 25 foot setback, then you wouldn't require a variance.
Right.
We started talking about variance, so I just want to be clear on
one
the facts
of the reasons
here.
That I met with Mr. Emmerich and Dave Hobbick was we originally wanted the room, because it's so tight back there, we wanted the room to be 19 by 21. And that was going to raise all kinds of variance issues.
Okay.
So we just said, okay, we'll just bring it back even with the deck. And we don't want to have a big go-around with the zoning commission. So at 17 feet, then it was just a matter, and you can check me if I'm right, it was just a matter of how much impervious.
Okay, so you'll be compliant with the 25-foot
setback,
for both the existing deck and the extension.
Correct.
And that's a even line.
Correct.
Okay.
So that was looked at by Mr. Emmerich and Mr. Hobbit.
Okay, great.
So we just went back to the impervious when we did the calculations. Unfortunately for me, I didn't know. And underneath the deck, when we had it in half of it, I put little sandstone decorative things. Because water was running, the way the yard's laid out, the water was kind of going back into our garage or into our basement. So I had it repitched and put some stones for, well, that's impervious. I didn't know that. So that put me at 31%.
Okay. All right. Just want to be clear what we're being asked to approve. That's all. Okay. So there's no setback variance, just the impervious coverage. Okay. Any other questions, Tom?
No, thank you.
No, I'm good too.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone from the public here that wishes to testify? You need to come up and do you need to swear you in for this hearing?
Chris Mattison, MATTESON. I do. So a couple questions may have already been answered, but I just want to make sure.
Your address, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. 912. Bruton, Bruton, Cove, Hummelstown, 17036.
Okay.
So may have already been asked, but just wanted to verify the distance from the back of the new addition to the lot line is?
Well.
25 foot, 10 inches, is that correct? That way I'm not testifying.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
That's because I wasn't sure. And then the easement for the underground storm sewer line, what is that easement? Is that something that you guys oversee or make, does that come into play with your?
No, but again, either Mr. Emmerich or the applicant could verify that.
It might be best if I answer that.
Yes, please.
So easements are established on subdivision plans to protect the pipes and allow them to be replaced if necessary. In this case, it's a 30-foot wide drainage easement that runs, so 15 feet on the applicant's property, 15 feet on your property. That area is to be kept clear of objects that would adversely affect the function of the easement.
Thank you. Is there any other testimony from anybody in the public? Okay, seeing none. Once again, we'll close the hearing, and the board has 45 days to render a decision, and you have 30 days thereafter to appeal if you're aggrieved in any way.
Thank
you for your testimony. Okay, is there any other business, board members? Nope, hearing none. Do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Tom. I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And the board will now adjourn to executive session to deliberate. Thank you.